Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The garden party had been going on for a week. On the last day of the feast, Ahasuerus gave proof that another king was right when he wrote, quote, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise." Proverbs 20, verse 1. We read, quote, "The heart of the king was merry with wine." Esther 1:10. Most of us need all our faculties just to function adequately. We certainly don't want to be making empire-wide decisions under the influence. But that's just what the king did. He decided he'd like to show off his wife, quote, "for she was beautiful to behold," verse 11. Her name's meaning could be rendered, quote, "the best of women." The king sent his 7 chamberlains to bring her, quote, "but Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command. Therefore, the king was furious," verse 12. We all discover in life that 2 things can undermine a marriage: unrealistic expectations and unresolved communications. This situation had both. The queen didn't know what the king intended her to do. Was it unreasonable? Indecent? Or did he feel the most beautiful sight to behold was missing from his side? The king, on the other hand, never even spoke to Vashti. The whole thing might have been cleared up in a moment. Instead, he discussed it with his experts, quote, "the wise men who understood the times," verse 13. You'll notice it doesn't say they understood women. One of them said, quote, "the queen's behavior will become known to all women so that they will despise their husbands," verse 17. A feminist movement in 482 BC. This certainly sounds like the wine talking. But the king agreed, and Vashti was banished from his presence. So, quote, "each man should be master in his own house," verse 22. But the love of power will never accomplish this. Only the power of love.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.